It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
For My Morning Mixtape this week, Frey Mysterio is joining us. They released a couple new songs earlier this month, and they're also going to be playing this weekend at Whammy Backroom alongside I'm Amelia, Go Nuclear, DJ PGVG, and a couple of others. Today he joins me in the studio to share a few songs. How are you going today?
I'm good.
It's good.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm excited to hear the songs that you've picked out, because I'm a big fan of the couple of songs that you released earlier this month.
Oh, thanks, so yeah. With the remixes.
I know. Yeah. Both of those remixes are very good as well. How long had you been working on that mini EP?
EP? A little bit. I have a problem of, like, I won't make any music for a while, and then I'll make usually 3 songs within maybe 4 hours, 5 hours.
Oh yeah.
And I think I made like those 2 and another one probably in like 4 hours.
Nice.
And then I sent them to Matt, because I'd been talking to Matt a bit, Matt from Heat Rock, and he was like, oh, that's cool. And then, yeah, I don't know. And then we were just like, oh, we should like hit up Peach Milk and Amelia. So then it kind of just happened, and then all of a sudden it was on. I was like, whoa.
And you had a little bit of a collection going, which is always good.
Yeah, it was cool. And I'm like, yeah, he did the cover and it looks awesome. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's real cool.
And I know you've worked on music in the past, but is this the first time that you've sort of worked on dance music?
No, not
what have
particularly.
You worked on in the past?
I had a record out last year on a label called Index Records, under the name Mr. Worldwide.
Nice.
Which came out on vinyl, which was quite cool.
And yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, that was really cool. So I kind of like, obviously, Mr. Worldwide's already been taken. So I was like, I wanted to make a new name and start a new thing. And yeah, I've sort of, kind of my first release under Frey Mysterio. Mm. Which is kind of cool, because I don't know. Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been thinking about the name for ages. I like Rey Mysterio. He's like by far the best character in WWE, 2008.
Yeah. I guess there's always the risk of, if you get really famous, then you run into heaps of copyright things. But
yeah. Yeah.
It's sort of
a
risk that you have to take.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I mean, yeah. Yeah, let's not jump down. And like sampling's funny, yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah. Lots of things come into it, but you don't worry about that until it comes along.
Exactly, yeah. But no, I've definitely been doing, like, where I wasn't doing just kind of dance music before, I've definitely put a lot more of my focus into that.
Nice.
Over the last, I guess, like, year, which is kind of cool. I had a release on Spectre under a different name.
Cool.
Earlier this year as well, which isn't so dance-oriented.
Yeah, I remember that as well.
Yeah, it's more on the, I don't know, I guess it's kind of like, I hate the name trip hop, but it's kind of like that, like, I don't know, that, like, it's like slower, but it's instrumental, and it's like electronic, but it's not like Massive Attack. It's more like, I don't know.
We have to listen to it.
Listen to it, I suppose, if you'd like. It's on.
You mentioned that you've been working with Matt and Heat Rockers for this release. I think it's really cool that they've been putting out lots of music, especially local stuff, over the last year or so.
Yeah, for a label that's only been around for a year or two, it's done so much stuff. It's definitely like picking up.
And High Tier artists as well.
The
Uber Driver release that came out earlier this year was one of my favorite dance
pieces. That was really cool, yeah. Like DJ Talk and stuff as well, just like some... Yeah, some really neat stuff. That's really neat.
Yeah. How did you get on there, and how did you meet Matt?
I've known Matt for a while. I mean, like, I know Matt from around Auckland, I suppose.
Just from going to shows and hanging out at places.
But like, pretty much, like, for that EP though, I'd seen him at, like, I don't know, like earlier in the year, and we sort of talked about like, oh, we should do a release sort of thing. And then there was a Go Nuclear gig that Sect did.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, there was a sex show that was put on that Go Nuclear play. I'm a huge Go Nuclear fan. And like, I went along to that, and he was there as well, because I'm, oh no, who played? Anyway, a bunch of people played. It was really great. And I ended up talking to him, and I was, oh, I'll send you some of these songs. And then, yeah, it was kind of like organized straight after that gig. So that was kind of cool.
Nice.
I think that was in like...
Yeah, that wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, it was a few months ago. So yeah, like the
happened the turnaround
really
was pretty quick.
Yeah, that's nice. It was good.
Tell us about the songs that you've picked out for today. Is there any overlying theme?
They're all kind of electronic. I don't know, not really. Which one are you?
I think we'll start with the K-Hand track. This track,
K-Hand?
Census. What made you pick this one out?
I really like this song. I think it's really interesting. It's pretty fast. It's like, it's on the electro buzz, but it's like fully swung. Like, it's, everything's like very like swung, almost like almost to like a gallop. That's really interesting. She's nicknamed like the first lady of Detroit techno worldwide.
Okay,
by
cool.
like the music people. She's great. I mean, awesome, awesome music.
Sweet.
Very cool. Great song.
Hand. I'd never heard of them, and now I'm definitely going to go and dig deeper.
She's
We were talking about just off air about like classic songs and like during a DJ set or anything like that.
Mm.
And would you say, is that a classic song or is that a...
I actually don't know. I fucking love that song. I mean, it's a great album. All the tracks are on like that kind of acid swung buzz. It's I mean I just think it's cracking. I reckon it's cracking music. She's got her own label as well.
Okay, cool.
Which I've totally neglected to remember the name of.
That's alright. We can do some searching up.
Yeah, but she's great. I mean like, yeah, I don't know. It's just great. I just find it really hard, to be honest, because I'm like pretty new to DJing. I find it really hard to mix it into things because it's so swung, and it's just, you've got something that's really straight, and then you're going like boom, and it's just like, I've like just been practicing, like playing with it at home and being doing some really trash mixes.
That's cool. Always good though.
Yeah,
you do that at home so that you can. Yeah,
so I can do it trash live.
Yeah,
it's gonna be great. Yeah.
What's this next one?
Next track. This is a track called 2019 VIP by Sumu Sumu, who's a Japanese dude. I think he lives in New York now or something. It's just crazy. This song's crazy. It freaks me out. He did like a Hackney Parrot remix. You know Hackney Parrot? Like that Toronto. It's just like a... It's a great song. Like, there's so many remixes. So he did a remix like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And it's also just crazy. And like, I don't know. It's like, it's kind of terrifying. It makes me feel like real alert. It's nice. Like, it's fucked. He had like big break beats and like,
cool.
I don't know. It's great. It's just like, it's just such a great song. I don't know. It freaks me out.
One of your three that you've picked.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, yeah, it just freaks me out. No matter how many times I listen to it, I still get kind of like, yeah, like an anxiety reaction to it. And this funny where I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
That's always good though.
Sorry about my language.
Allowed to swear. It's past 9 o'clock.
Oh, true. Woo!
I think it's always good if you feel a little bit on edge with music and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's good to kind of indulge in that kind of feeling.
Oh, that's crazy, yeah. Mm-hmm. If something makes you feel something. Especially like some art and something, then it's kind of effective.
This is some real 3 a.m. chats that we're having here.
This is beautiful. But yeah, fucking massive song.
This weekend, you're playing with a ton of great artists.
Yeah.
What can people expect from Friday's show?
Knowing these guys, I don't know. It's going to be pretty all over the show. I think there's going to be some like Italo disco, I think, for a little bit. There's going to be a bunch of electro.
Nice.
Like, for sure. Probably a little bit of GOM, like /
surprises.
Nah,
there's
yeah,
gonna
just
be
like lots of random shit. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
In the description,
just lots of party stuff.
Lots of party stuff. That's always good. In the description, it mentions a compilation that might be coming out soon.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about that?
Oh yeah, I do. It's been I've been organizing a compilation of like electro music from. It was going to be kind of from New Zealand, and then it like ended up pretty much just being Auckland artists. So I thought I'd make that clear, because saying it's all of New Zealand is just not true in the sense. Yeah. That's hopefully going to come out through Index Records. We're just kind of like. They're really busy, which makes sense because they're doing like heaps of neat things. Yeah. And yeah, so...
So it's on the way.
Yeah, we booked this gig ages ago because we were like, oh, there's a free spot. We may as well book it. And then hopefully it'll be out by then. Mm. And it's still not out, which is cool. But yeah, it's all of the artists that are playing on that. We've all got a track on the thing. It should be coming out on vinyl.
Cool. That's exciting.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, like also...
It's not often that you see lots of like local dance artists getting put on vinyl.
Mm. So that being said though, Go Nuclear is like DJ Stingray is playing them. And so like Go Nuclear is fucking amazing. Great. Like they're doing shit all the time.
I've had Go Nuclear up on... Well, I've had Tim from Go Nuclear up on the show before.
Great guy. Mm. Lovely guy.
Lovely guy.
Great music.
Mm. Great DJ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, tell us about this last song that you've chosen.
Last song is by Up In It. It's one of the projects by Gerald Donald from Drixia. He's got a bunch of projects. A lot of great music. This is on the kind of spooky techno vibe. It's kind of cool. It's a little bit shorter. Great album. Great. Just amazing producer. Lots of beautiful music.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Gerald Donald.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming up and sharing these songs with me. It's great to hear some new music.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thanks
no
for
worries.
Asking me. I was like, when you asked, you're like three tracks, and I've been nervous about it. I spent like an hour and a half this morning trying to get like 10 minutes, like 13 minutes of music.
Yeah. It's always hard to cut it down. Everybody has troubles with it every week, but it sort of works.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You get the best of the best.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I wanted to kind of theme it, and I was just like, big party. Well, big stuff that Fraser likes. Anyway, thanks. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.